You're listening to Radiola. There's Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra again, and that was one of the batch from South Carolina, Let's Get It, 1929, and I just love the, Benny Moten is just, it was always been my favorite, and I just love having that on shellac. It's been reissued different places, but it's just nice having the actual recording. And being able to transfer it. Because, there are many great transfers out there. By the way, I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola with a Christmas Garland of Jazz. Many great recordings have been reissued. But it's nice to have one's own idea of how it should sound out there. And to present it and do what one can with it. I'm not going to try to second guess a guy like John R.T. Davies. Or Ted Kendall, or another great reissuers, but I feel that it's nice to do some of that oneself, presenting these recordings. And these are all off shellac today, on a Christmas Garland of Jazz. It's not Christmas music, but it's what I would listen to. I just love it. Before that, Fats Waller, The Digger Stomp, 1927. We're going to continue now with Noble Sissel and Ubi Blake. And this is, it's a ballad, but lovely, lovely copy of this from 1921. And all the recordings in this set are from 1921. Love Will Find a Way.
Like love the man.
Stanley, I've got the joys, and I hope you're having a joyous holiday, whatever it may be, whatever you're celebrating. It's a lovely feeling, and that's the joys as opposed to the blues. I've known about that song for 40 years, but it never occurred to me that the joys were the opposite of the blues. So that song has been No, just that light bulb just happened to go off in my head recently, but it was worth getting there. And that was from 1921, off an old Victor. Before that, Trixie Smith, Desperate Blues, 1921 as well. And some nice jazz playing in there behind her on a Black Swan. And those are not common. They're not as rare as some of them, but it's not a particularly common label. And Noble Sissel and Ubi Blake, Love Will Find a Way, 1921. And continuing now on Radiola, we have another of the South Carolina recordings sent to me. Here's the Colonial Club Orchestra. Irving Kaufman sings this, and I've heard this recording before, but it's a great recording, and I especially like the opening. It has a certain feel to it. It just makes me feel good listening to this. And there's some nice hot playing on it too. 1928, Dixie Dawn.
kind of daydream comes creeping around you. Dixie dawn on a summer morn on the Southland is peaceful and happy. It's heaven to me. Love to see the child of scenes, hills of green, just one lonely tree. Travel on, weary feet, back through memory. Dixie dawn, all my worries gone, cause I'm homebound, where the nighttime meets the morning. Dixie dawn.
to pay. Did not tell you to come back someday. And further, did not tell you that you would miss my affectionate hug and kiss. Did not tell you you couldn't stay away. Just to show you that I'm okay, I'll forgive you. By the way, did not tell you that you'd come back someday.
And there's Hale Kemp again, Skinny Ennis, and it's spelled S-K-I-N-N-Y on the label, which they changed later. But Skinny Ennis with the Hale Kemp Band in 1928, didn't I tell you? It sounds a lot like Poor Papa. It's similar changes, but a good song, good recording. I like that. That was such a good band. Very, very skilled and disciplined group of musicians, and playing very hot, too. And before that, speaking of skilled and disciplined group of musicians, we had Red Nichols again with Hurricane from 1926. And boy, you had all those great musicians on there. You had, there's Jimmy Dorsey, you had Eddie Lang, Vic Burton, Arthur Schott, Myth Mall. What a group of musicians. I just have to say, that's a... Red Nichols knew how to pick them. For that reason alone, say what you want to about his playing, and I happen to like his playing, he's vastly underrated. That's such a nice recording. And it began with Dixie Dawn, the Colonial Club Orchestra, with Irving Kaufman. That was from 1928. And now we're going to continue on Radiola. And by the way, check out Radiola blog for this and every Radiola playlist. We're going to continue with Roy Evans again, part two of Weary Yodelin' Blues.
Tadpole with a wave. lady, oh lady. I got the weary, I got the yodel and blue. No one can cure it, big hearted mama, but the old lady, the old lady, the old lady.
I've most everything I need, still I never boast. For there's one thing I haven't got, here's what I want most. I want a little girl to love a lot. I'd give everything that I've got for a little girl who'd fall in love with me. I want a little girl, she may not look like the kind in a picture book, but if she can cook, she'll suit me to a tea. She don't have to wave her hair or dress in fancy clothes, and I wouldn't even care if she don't wear silken hose. I want a little girl to call my own. There must be someone who's all alone, just a little girl who'd fall in love with me. Love is very wonderful, but hungry men must eat. Even sausage would taste good long as she made both ends meet. I want a little girl who will not peep through all my pockets while I'm asleep. Just a little girl who'd fall in love with me. Every time I see a pair neath the starless sky, somehow it don't seem quite fair that love should pass me by. I'm no different from the rest, still I've never known the joy of loving someone who I could call my own. I want a little girl to press my clothes, sew on buttons and darn my hose. Just a little girl who'd fall in love with me. I want to eat the things that she might bake without getting a tummy ache. Just a little girl who knows her groceries. Apple is my favorite pie. I always ask for more. Let me eat and know that I won't awake at heaven's door. I want a little girl, a certain kind, the kind you read of but never find. Just a little girl who'd fall in love with me. One who will not entertain a lady friend to see. Once they start comparing husbands, it may look bad for me. The kind of little girl who doesn't yearn to know exactly how much I earn. That's the kind of girl who'd fall in love with me.
I want a loving brute, one that understands his fruit. Listen, here's the type I require. Oh, give me a man with a brawny chest, without a collar or a silken vest, and that's the man I'll make my private affair. Oh, give me a man with a carefree love, for who the women take the downward path, and that's the man I'll make my private affair. Now, he doesn't need to have money, but Lord, no, I'll look after that. He's just got to call me his little honey. Boy, I'll pay. pay the rent of that flat. So give me a man like a buccaneer who'll handle a woman like an auctioneer. And that's the man I'll make my private affair. Oh, give me a man with a hefty fist who'll ask for more, just like Oliver Twist. And that's the man I'll make my private affair. Give me a man with a practiced touch who doesn't think that I know too much. And that's the man I'll make my private affair. He doesn't have to be clever. Oh, I'll see to that. Boy, but when he starts, he can't stop never, or he'll be right on the mat. So give me a man, oh, what a find, and let him see what's on my mind. And that's the man I'll make my private affair. Give me a man who knows what's what, who doesn't leave off when the party's getting hot. Well, that's the man I'll make my private affair. Give me a man with an open mind who doesn't have to look for what he's going to find. That's the man I'll make my private affair. I don't want a guy with time to waste. I'll keep him busy. But he'll need to be real hard-cased or he'll find he'll get dizzy. So give me a man from the great outdoors, one that knows how to use his pores. And that's the man I'll make my private affair.
And that's I don't know how Christmassy that is, but I love that recording. That's Don Davis, British Decca, from 1933. My Private Affair. Yes, indeed. I do like that. It's been reissued, but that's such a nice copy of that. I just like the sound of that. That's clean. That is a clean copy. Before that, Randolph Sutton, what I would consider a jazz song, done in probably around 1930, because that's when the McKinney's Cotton Pickers version was done, on Edison Bell winner. I Want a Little Girl, and that's kind of in contrast to the last selection. Worry Yodeling Blues, it just gets bizarre when he's... But I love that. I love that recording. That was issued on the Country and Western series on Columbia, although it's listed in Brian Rust in the jazz discography. So it's kind of a little bit of everything in there. Roy Evans singing there and yodeling. I'm Andy Senior, and don't expect me to yodel even at Christmas, but I am presenting to you a Christmas garland of jazz, some wonderful recordings I've managed to acquire recently, and some a little older, longer ago, but most fairly recently here on this internet-only edition of Radiola. Some are auction items, others are from a listener, donated, and I just appreciate that so much, because now everybody gets to hear them, and that's the main thing, getting them out there, and that's what it is. You know, you spread what joy you have to people. And I want to thank Mark in South Carolina again for his contribution to this program, because, and I have a lot left over, and they'll be used in following weeks. I'll be doing more with those. We're going to continue now with the Dixie Washboard Band again. Clarence Todd singing here, Clarence Williams Group. You for me, me for you. Isn't that what Christmas is all about, though? 1926.
today, that's the way it will be. I like you, you like me. There's no reason we cannot be. I won't take no for my answer. I won't listen to excuse. You're such a precious package. Can't allow you to run loose. So come on, hon. Now let's be one. You for me, me for you. From now on.
Oh, boy, is that good. I love that recording. That is Elgar's Creole Orchestra again, Cafe Capers, 1926. What a nice sound to that. And that's amazing, off the old Vocalion. What a sound. I love that, and I don't hear that anywhere. That's a rather rare bird to present, and I'm glad to be able to offer that today. King Oliver before that with the new Wang Wang Blues, also from 1926. Well, what can you say about that? That is just the best stuff. And I hope you're enjoying this music as much as I am, because I'm just loving this. It's just the right, you get good sounding copies of these recordings, and they sing out. They're just wonderful. And beginning with the Dixie Washboard Band, You for Me, Me for You. Well, for you, a lot of jazz today here on Radiola. A Christmas garland of jazz, you might say, and whatever holiday or whatever time of year you're listening to this, it's not seasonal as such. It's it's music that you can listen to anytime. Here's Lee Morrison of Bluegrass Boys. This was off, I think this was an auction purchase. Nice copy. There Must Be a Silver Lining, 1928.
The more I roam about, the more I dream about a rainbow, just hoping that a rainbow might soon appear. I'd walk a million miles to find the kind of smiles that I know would bring a golden rainbow and skies so clear. Although I try, I really get nowhere. Sometime I'm hoping that I'll get somewhere. There must be a silver lining that's shining on me. There must be a way of finding a message of sympathy. Just a little coo from the bluebird would make a new bird right out of me. There must be a silver lining that's shining for me. There must be a silver lining that's always shining for me. Honey, hold me.
from what I had heard about love. I thought it was all sorrow and sin, but now that we meet at last, I forget what's past. Baby, where have you been? I was a fool unbefriended in the depths of despair, when out of the blue you descended and somehow ended every care. So if you will give me a break and order the love scene to begin, so close to your side I'll stay. You can never say, baby, where have you been?
Todd Wallace and his Campus Boys, Where Have You Been? 1931. Well, that's what people are going to be asking me in February, because they'll want to know where I've been. That was a sort of an obscure Cole Porter tune, and I don't hear that played much. It's one of his lesser tunes, but I like the reading of it. It's an interesting piece of music. Before that, There Must Be a Silver Lining, 1928, Lee Morrison or Bluegrass Boys. I'm Andy Sr., and this is a special Christmas edition of Radiola, a garland of jazz for you to hang, you know, to drape wherever you will and listen to and enjoy. But you can leave the lights up all year round, as far as I'm concerned, because this music is perennial, and it's got a lot of life to it. And I just have to say, from auctions and from my contributions and whatever, I've managed to present some things that I find very, very festive. Radiola is internet only this week, and as I say, I'm Andy Sr., normally on WHCL, but not for a couple of months, so We're gonna have to get back to it soon. And it's a good holiday, and I want you all to have a great Christmas, or a great New Year, whatever aspect of the season you want to celebrate. I just, you know, have a good time, be joyous in whatever you do. And here's Red Nichols again, but on Victor, Red and his Big Ten, not five pennies. He went big this time. At last I'm happy.
I care. For the first time, I'm wrong. romancing, feel like dancing, at last I'm happy.